Hello and welcome, Hive Mind. This is Dr. Amy Pike and Dr. Amy Learn, the Amies, and you're listening to the Behavior Buzz podcast, a veterinary behavior podcast that aims to bring cutting-edge scientific information and education to pet parents, behavior professionals, and the veterinary community. Today, we're doing something a little different with our amazing friend, Dr. Liz Bales, the inventor of the Doc and Phoebe's Indoor Hunting Feeder. I am your co-host, Dr. Amy Pike, a board-certified veterinary behaviorist, here with my wonderful partner in crime, the other Dr. Amy.
Welcome, Liz. I am Dr. Amy Learn, also a board-certified veterinary behaviorist and co-owner of the Animal Behavior Wellness Center with the lovely Dr. Pike here in Virginia. We are coming to you live from the PRN PharmaCal studios with our executive producer, Taryn Blaze.
That's me. Hey, thank you, Amy's. On today's episode of the Behavior Buzz, we are doing what now? What are we doing with Dr. Liz Bales?
Take it away, Liz.
Hi, my name's Amy. No, I'm just kidding. It's not.
You're only allowed to be on the podcast if your name is Amy.
Which one of these doesn't look like the other? So I'm Dr. Liz Bales, and I need help. We have a new family member.
Tell us about your new family member.
She's small, but going to be large for her species. Fluffy. She is amazing. And she is nameless.
Can we guess what it is first?
Yeah.
Is it a new dog?
No, it is not.
Is it an orangutan?
Orangutan.
I would have an orangutan if they would allow. You know, I think it wouldn't be happy. But if I could. But it's not a horse.
Ooh, I know. Did you get a new kitten?
I got a kitten.
Oh my God. Tell me about her.
So she is, she was born on December 15th. She is a Maine Coon.
Ooh.
Splotchy white. And I'm sure her color has a fancy name that the breeder would be very upset that I
probably
don't
know.
But it's
that basically, we had to know in vet school, right? For like a test.
But she's kind of like a tabby, but with big white blotches, lots of white. And that cute Maine Coon face with like the prominent chubby front cheeks. So cute.
And the little ear tufts
and
too.
And her ears are getting radio frequencies from other planets.
Oh my God, I love it.
And then the hairs coming off of them are really amazing. We have two other cats. One is a rag doll named Onion. Who I call Bestie. And the other is Bean. And my older daughter moved to Manhattan, and she took Onion. And it left an onion-sized hole in my heart.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a stinky hole.
It's a stinky hole. So I had to fill it. And, my husband said, do whatever you want. And I was like, okay.
You should know better by now. Who says that?
So we got this new kitten like 2 weeks ago, and we're doing this slow introduction. I mean, she was meeting the family from under the door for a good 5 days, and then out with major supervision gradually. And now we call it Gen Pop. So she gets to come out into Gen Pop like for an hour or so at night. Bean was a bottle baby orphan kitten.
Oh no.
From the streets of Alexandria.
Oh, how funny.
Yeah, I got her from Ellen Carosa, the cat LVT. She's not that into it yet.
Fair. It'll take time.
So it's gradual. The kitten has no idea that she's being loathed.
Oh, well, that's good.
So it's going to take some more time, but I don't have a name for her. So when I need help, I know who to call.
All right. I have one. I think you should just name her Amy.
Yay!
Problem solved.
Done. Best name in the world.
Best name in the world. It's going on the list.
Perfect.
My second favorite is Gwendolyn. You can have that name too.
Oh, I like Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn's lovely.
I also thought of Priscilla Presley.
Uh-huh.
Priscilla.
Oh, that's cute, Priscilla.
I love my puns.
I have three names. I looked them up. I have three names.
Yeah. Cool.
I'm ready. Are you ready? Okay. Yeah. First one is Ayela. It's A-E-L-L-A, Ayela.
Okay.
And it means whirlwind.
Oh.
Oh.
My next one is Imelda, like Imelda Marcos. Mm. Nice. But the name is All Consuming Fight.
Oh, I'm not sure we want to do that.
And I feel like that's kitten energy. The next one is Wilder, which means untamed, obviously.
Like Wilder.
She's a wild woman.
She is a wild woman.
I love it. So we have some pictures and we have some videos that we will share with our Hive Mind listeners, and you guys can vote on your favorite names. We want to take write-ins and then also vote for Amy, because obviously that's going to be
of course
going to be the winner right there, right? Yes, so Taryn will get this posted all on our socials, and you can check that out and go vote for the kitty's new name.
If not Amy, then I vote for Frankie and Beans. Get it?
Nice.
So we want to say a big thank you to our special guest today, Dr. Liz Bales, and her adorable new Maine Coon kitten. Check out all our socials where you can vote for the kitten's new name.
Help us.
And an even bigger thank you to our Hive Mind today, because without listeners like you, we would have nothing to buzz on about, and apparently no way for Liz to name her kitty. So grab a drink or a mocktail and join us next time for Cocktails and Conversations.
Meow.